आज तक दिस इज रिकॉर्डिंग ऑन सैली मैड्रिगल सैली SALLY एस एज इन सैम सैली मैड्रिगल MADRIGAL मैड्रिगल MADRIGAL जी एज इन जॉर्ज डेट बर्थ 11/5/61 देयर वाज 12/18/25. We make copy for Marcus Magido. Marcus MARCUS Magido MAGIDOW Marcus Magido APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of respiratory failure. Next paragraph is present tell us. This is a 64-year-old lady who had been admitted admitted to the hospital. Admitted to Edmund Hospital with a history of hypoxic respiratory failure and accidental overdose, was treated for metabolic encephalopathy. The patient currently has a past medical history of COPD and coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, and CHF. Has been also treated for thalassemia. Period. The patient had a CT chest on 10/13/25, which showed left basilar atelectasis, scarring, and a right lower lobe pulmonary nodule measuring 6 millimeter and no pleural effusions. The patient does have a history of smoking for over 40 years, about half a pack per day. She denied chest pains, denied fevers, chills, hemoptysis, and denies any leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history has included history for COPD, history of bipolar disorder, and a history for coronary artery disease, status post PCI, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroidism, history of uterine cancer, status post hysterectomy, and chronic kidney disease stage 3, and chronic pain with opioid dependence. Surgery also includes distract me and rotator cuff repair. The patient has been treated for neuropathy, multiple UTIs. And for depression and anxiety. Next, habits. The patient is a smoker, half to one pack per day for 40 years. And trying to quit. No alcohol use, period. Next, allergies, none listed. Next. Family history, father was murdered and mother had small cell lung cancer. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue and double vision, no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo. I'm sorry, she has vertigo hoarseness and nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing. And hemoptysis, she has abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, and rectal bleed. She has arm pain, chest pain, calf muscle pains, palpitations, and leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has bleeding gums and easy bruising. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And itchy skin. Next paragraph, med list. Citalopram, 10 milligrams daily. Famotidine, 40 milligrams daily. And Lasix, 20 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID. Norlog insulin as directed. Isodil, 30 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged, fat female is alert, no acute distress. The blood pressure is 135 by 80, pulse is 95, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 205, saturation 96. HENT norms, phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Neck supplement, bruising, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the scattered visas in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. I'm sorry. Extremities will mild leg edema. No cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is a COPD and chronic bronchitis. And number two is a right lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number three is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number four, bipolar disorder. Number five, diabetes mellitus. Number six, hypertension. And number seven, history of CHF. Next paragraph, plan. The patient they sent for a complete pulmonary function study. CBC complete metabolic profile. And She will need a follow-up chest CT in 3 months to evaluate the lung nodule. A polysomnographic study was advised. A Ventolin inhaler, 2+ QID and PRN was, QID PRN was prescribed. And she was advised to come back. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. And a follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Please add in the allergy list. Allergy list as follows. Cipro, penicillin, sulfa, and wound dressings. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.